Well, now to Cleveland, where a new proposal could one day see travelers climb into pods and zip through vacuum tubes between Cleveland and Chicago at hundreds of miles an hour. Regional transportation planners will study whether the so-called Hyperloop is feasible, even though the technology hasn't even been developed. It's not the first time Cleveland has explored an ambitious transportation project. As IdeaStream's Nick Costell reports, Hyperloop is up against a long history of transit dreams that never came true.
In the early 1950s, Cleveland was at the height of its population with nearly a million residents, and the city was starting to change. Cleveland State University professor Mark Souther says cars were making inroads into mass transit, made up of buses, trains, trolleys, and a few remaining streetcars.
But there was a concern that you needed to serve the whole city and you needed to keep downtown strong and let people access it more easily and not just have everyone coming down into the city in their cars and clogging the roads.
In 1953, Cuyahoga County voters broke 2-1 in favor of building a downtown subway. County engineer Albert S. Porter resisted the campaign. He advocated for freeways, not trains, to relieve Cleveland's congestion.
He believed that downtown was inevitably going to lose out to the suburbs, and that you really shouldn't try to stop that. That the natural progression of cities was to decentralize.
County commissioners rejected the subway twice, in 1957 and 1959. Around a decade later, a very different downtown project captivated Cleveland's leaders. A new airport built on the waters of Lake Erie.
Lake Erie International Jetport Project holds the promise of Cleveland, Northeastern Ohio region and the state of Ohio once again becoming a thriving center of transportation.
In December 1971, the head of May Company, Francis A. Coy, joined elected officials and other businessmen to pitch the idea.
The project provides a basis for a totally planned transportation system around which a city and an entire region can be rebuilt.
A lot of places were scrambling, kind of come up with plans that would allow them to expand their airport or build a new, bigger airport that could accommodate all of the new travel.
University of Dayton professor Janet Bednarik says air travel was growing nationwide. The Greater Cleveland Growth Association envisioned state-of-the-art jets zooming in and out of an airport on a man-made island in Lake Erie. The airport would be 5 miles from Cleveland's shore.
There was going to be a causeway that would link to it, that would carry all kinds of traffic back and forth. It was huge. It was just massive.
A later plan proposed building an island several times the size of Cleveland's current airport, 4 miles from the breakwater. A 13-mile dike would protect the 6,300-acre island from the surrounding lake. But after more than $4 million spent on feasibility studies throughout the 1970s, the jetport never left the tarmac. Today, Cleveland Hopkins International Airport is about 9 miles from downtown. Meanwhile, Mayor Ralph Perk was pushing a new transit idea, an elevated tram called the People Mover, circling downtown. Cleveland had won $41 million from the federal government to build it. In 1976, Perk told reporters that a federal official thought Cleveland had the finest proposal.
He made many trips to Cleveland. He's tremendously impressed with the progress being made in Cleveland.
The city offered to chip in $500,000 for an engineering study. One of Perk's fellow Republicans, then Cuyahoga County Commissioner George Voinovich, opposed that.
Not one dime should be spent on this project. With $500,000, we could repair the parks, we could do something about the roads, and we could clean up the dirty city that we have.
The next mayor, Dennis Kucinich, put an end to the People Mover.
Which surprised the feds incredibly.
Norman Krumholz was the city's planning director at the time.
They had never been in a situation where a mayor has sent money back to Washington.
So not all dreams come true. But if Hyperloop does someday send people rocketing to and from Chicago, it will have avoided the fate of many Northeast Ohio ideas that fell short of reality. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Costell in Cleveland.
And historic audio in this story came from the Northeast Ohio Broadcast Archives at John Carroll University.